This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Democrats in the state legislature are likely to tout the latest legislative session as a historic success in which they addressed priorities like climate change and economic inequity. CPR's Andrew Kenny says Republicans, who are in the minority, believe Democrats have overreached and that voters will agree.
That's the hope that I'm hearing from a lot of Republicans who feel like they could make some changes here and there on bills this session. But for the most part, a lot of them feel like they did not have the power to redirect what was happening. And, you know, now they're hoping that basically voters will see how far Democrats went and punish them next year.
CPR's Andrew Kenny. School districts are planning for how to spend one-time federal stimulus dollars. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more on the plans at Jefferson County Schools west of Denver.
Jeffco is considering spending the $68 million it received on before and after school tutoring, mental health screening and supports, stabilizing internet connections, and classroom air quality. The district's Susan Leach said there's a tension.
How do we hurry up and make sure that we're meeting kids' needs? And then our goal of being really intentional and making sure that we're being good stewards of this money.
The district will continue to solicit feedback from parents, teachers, administrators, and students before submitting a final plan for more feedback. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
A dozen Colorado counties now have vaccination rates higher than 70%. The counties include Denver, Jefferson, and Boulder along the Front Range. San Juan and San Miguel counties in southwest Colorado have the state's top vaccination rates. This is CPR News.